Okay, hello, and welcome to the Innovation in Education podcast, where we explore the latest trends, technologies, and ideas shaping the future of learning. I'm your host, Kevin Hogan. I'm content director for eSchool News, and I'm glad you found us today. In this month's episode, we're diving into some of the takeaways from COSIN 2024 and look at the power of in-person events in connecting with EdTech leaders. The Consortium for School Networking, or COSIN, is known for its annual conference that brings together EdTech leaders from around the globe. This year's event marked a significant return to in-person gatherings after our period of virtual conferences due to COVID. Held in Miami, the show was a testament to the value of face-to-face interactions in the EdTech space. Attendees had the opportunity to engage in thought-provoking discussions, network with peers, and explore the latest innovations firsthand. I also was able to make my way to Versailles, the best Cuban restaurant on the planet, in my humble opinion. And while Zoom has completely transformed the way I get to cover the EdTech space virtually, enabling me much more access to folks usually, the COSIN 2024 show proved there's really nothing better than old-fashioned, person-on-the-street style interviews. For instance, listen to Tom Ryan, who won the COSIN Seymour Papert Award this year. The award recognizes a COSIN member's lifelong contribution to technology and education. COSIN first presented the award in 2006, and it was later renamed the Seymour Papert Award in 2009. It's only granted when a deserving member is identified by the organization, and the award has only been presented 7 times. Including the original award to Seymour Papert himself. Tom Ryan has been a key COSIN leader for more than 20 years, notably serving as COSIN's chair of the board. However, his influence extends well beyond his board service, particularly evident in his instrumental role in COSIN's collaboration with the Council of Great City Schools on the K-12 Generative AI Maturity Tool. You know, at some point you're going to hear AI, right? It was certainly the topic du jour at the event, and well-deservedly. But listen to Tom as he provides some detail on the work that they have done.
Think of this not as an artificial intelligence, but an augmented resource. So how can this help me make better decisions about moving forward? How can it give me ideas about plans and opportunities? How can it help me to address challenges, whether they're equity or academic performance and literacy? And so using the tool that way, we've created prompts to help the prompt will ask you questions. You answer the questions and you get a very customized response out of the GPT. So we're doing that. We're going to pilot in 4 schools where we're going to have a half day session with cabinet and start looking at what's the impact and how do we start planning forward using the Council and COSIN maturity rubric.
In addition to the networking opportunities, COSIN 24 featured a diverse lineup of keynote speakers, panel discussions, and hands-on workshops. From AI in education to digital equity, the conference covered a wide range of topics crucial to shaping the future of learning. I had the chance to speak with Jean-Claude Brizard. He's the president and CEO of Digital Promise in between sessions to talk some big picture. Digital Promise is a global, nonpartisan, nonprofit organization focused on accelerating innovation in education. Jean-Claude is a former senior advisor and deputy director in U.S. programs at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, where he focused on pre-K to 16 education across 5 communities in 4 states. Have listened to what he was talking about in not only his keynote, but in other conversations throughout the week.
So what I tell educators very often is please be crew and not passengers in the effort. See what's coming around the corner, understand your EdTech sort of philosophy and integration work, and make sure you stay ahead of it. You know, as one of my colleagues often says, what are you looking for in teaching and learning? What are your pinch points? And make sure you find the ed technology solution that's going to help you propel you, your kids to get to where they want to get to. So I am bullish. I'm excited about what is happening in education. My only worry is that the folks who are leading are not leading when it comes to ed tech. They need to lead with their tech. So your CTO your chief technology officer needs to be on cabinet, needs to be sitting next to your chief academic officer and planning together. In so many instances, you don't see that. If we're to get that kind of coherence in school system, we can then demand what we want from edtech companies and really propel the work forward.
Another highlight of COSEN 2024 was the EdTech Expo, where attendees had the chance to explore the latest products and solutions from leading vendors. From interactive whiteboards to virtual reality headsets, the expo showcased the cutting-edge technologies driving innovation in education. Here's Jennifer Wadland from Acer as she outlines their company's latest education efforts for me.
Give us the lowdown. Why is Acer here at COSEN 2024?
Thank you, Kevin. Acer is here showing off our line of rugged systems for students in K-12, as well as teacher units, both on Windows and Chrome. Acer has a great value proposition around the box. We have an e-learning program for students where it's a 7 to 8 hour curriculum to give students a transferable skills when they graduate from high school and know how to fix and repair systems. We also work closely with schools to customize service plans. We don't think it's a one size fits all. What works best for your district might not work well for another. So we're open to customization and finding the best support plan for you. So durable devices, great support. Our premium support answers the phone within 15 seconds, and then some additional services such as e-learning. So we're here showing it all at COSEN 2024.
I think perhaps the most significant takeaway from COSEN 24 for me was a sense of community that was fostered. It truly is like a high school reunion for EdTech nerds. In an increasingly digital world, these in-person, face-to-face interactions remind me of the power of human connection and collaboration. As we look ahead to the future of EdTech, events like COSEN serve as a reminder of the importance of coming together as a community to share ideas, inspire innovation, and drive positive change. So that's all for this episode of Innovations in Education. If you want to hear more from my guest today, be sure to go to the Innovations in Education space at eschoolnews.com, where we have archived our full coverage. Join us next time as we continue to explore the ever-evolving landscape of learning. Until then, keep innovating and inspiring.